friends or associates or...
Okay. Now, what kind of house do you have? Do you live in?
We live in a three-bedroom home in the Clint area.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you mean size or?
Mm-hmm. Well, or style, like what kind of style?
That's a ranch style home. It's in the little town of Clint. I guess with all porches and all that stuff, it's about 3,500 square feet.
Mm-hmm. What kind of rooms do you have besides the bedrooms? What kind?
We have a kitchen and a maid's room and a dining room and a living room, mm-hmm, and a den, mm-hmm, and a large master bedroom and two other bedrooms, which one we've converted into a place for our computer, which we're trying to learn now, get into the new age. Mm-hmm. So we're
going to
start taking... We're on it. We got a new Dell computer, but we're not conversant with it yet. We're going to start next month going to a basics class. Mm-hmm. We can play solitaire and things like that on the computer, but we hope to be able to... I keep a little set of books and, mm-hmm, set up a bookkeeping system on it. We're on the internet, mm-hmm, and hope to maybe start checking genealogy and, mm-hmm, things like that when we learn a little bit better. We got Windows 98, but we don't know a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we finish our basic course, we're going to take a course on Windows and hope to expand our knowledge if we still got it left in us.
That's great. Lucianne should talk to my mom because my mom does a lot of genealogy. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so what kind of covering do you have on your house?
It's asphalt shingles. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what other kinds of houses do people have in Clint?
Some of them are very modest, and some of them are just regular homes. Like, of course, they're different. It's not like moving into an area where a development takes place. The houses are all different because they've been there, mm-hmm, for years, and it's not like going in and they're setting a development out and all the houses in that area are essentially the same style and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm,
we have many different kinds of homes there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are the houses made out of, Clint? What kinds of?
Oh, brick, some of them, adobe, a lot of them, very few frame, but mm-hmm, there are some.
Mm-hmm.
But
How do people divide their properties from one another in Clint? Like, there's an imaginary division point, but there might be a physical barrier as well.
Well, I know on our place we have a wall, if, mm-hmm, that's what you're driving at,
mm-hmm,
around our backyard and the front part. Our house opens onto the street. We have our area. We have about a half acre.
Mm-hmm.
We got some outbuildings, a shop, and storage rooms. And when my grandparents, Lucy Ann's folks, were living, their home faced onto another street. And after we decided to move into Clint, we used to live on the farm. Well, Lucy Ann's dad had passed away, and her mother gave us the lot over there, so we moved and built a home on that vacant acreage,
mm-hmm,
there, and our homes backed up to each other,
mm-hmm,
so we had a close relationship.
Mm-hmm. Now the wall that you have, what's it made out of?
Rock.
Okay.
And cinder block. The latest one we put in, when we sold that back property, we put a rock wall in, but we did have a, it's called slump stone.
Oh.
Rock. That's, mm-hmm, what our home is, white slump stone, I guess brick you'd call it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.